me about a time in your life when things were not going your way. How are you able to persevere? How did things get better?
Months ago, I found out I was going to have a miscarriage, and I was able to lean on my very supportive husband for this, who reassured me that, you know, timing is everything, and this just isn't the right time to have a baby. I also spoke with my mom and my dad and my grandparents about this, and I tried to be as open as possible, because I know I'm not the only woman who has gone through this before. So other ladies in my life have been able to help me understand what's happening besides just the doctor's knowledge. And so that was very comforting and reassuring. That helped me to be prepared for what was to come. And also just mostly the support of friends and family members and being open helped me to overcome this obstacle and to press forward. And although it was an emotional journey, all these people in my life, besides the women, also my husband and my dad and my grandfather were very supportive and helpful. Opportunity to be a part of a kids sports program that was offered year-round from ages 5 to 12. So I started in this as soon as I could at age 5, and having the team atmosphere was huge, and taught me to be loyal, taught me that it's not all about me. There are other teammates and people relying on me to get the job done. And even though I didn't always have that competitive spirit in me, I knew that I have a teammate who's counting on me, and the coach is very encouraging. And so just having that team atmosphere and learning how to play numerous sports was very beneficial. Was there a second part to the question?
Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Yes, I had a miscarriage 2 weeks ago, and I know that, a few of my other friends who will be having families in the next upcoming years, may experience the same thing in the future, and I feel like this negative experience of mine can turn out to be beneficial to others, because I can give them a little bit more personal information other than what the doctor gives them, and help them to be as prepared as possible, and just be someone who can assist them through this process and have a real voice instead of a doctor who may not tell you how it really is.
Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Yes. It's strange to think that I may be talking to my future kids, or your future kids, Lance. Super cool. So everything in my life has gone perfectly until the last 2 weeks, where I was pregnant, and then all of a sudden I wasn't, and I lost my first baby, which was extremely difficult, especially because it lasted for about 2 months. But I feel like that has, at the time I hated it and I did not want to go through it, but I know it's made me a much stronger woman. I know that God's timing is perfect, and to trust him. So I would definitely say, trust God's timing, trust his plan. Not everything in your life is going to go the way you want it to. And just do your best to lean on others. And during the hard times, express your feelings and your struggles, because everyone goes through it. Never be ashamed of what you're going through. You don't have to go through it alone. We're always here to help you, even if you think, you know, the adults in your life are perfect and we never have gone through anything. Yeah, I haven't been through much, but I'm sure by the time you hear this recording, I'll have gone through some more stuff. So we are all here to help you. We just want the best for you. And we love you so much, even though you don't exist yet.
What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that make you proudest? Why?
I've played sports since I was 5 years old, and even before then. Not many girls can say that. And I played year-round sports, so many different sports that I've played. I haven't won many championships, or I don't have any CIF rings. I was never on a varsity team, but I think just that experience of playing sports for so long is an accomplishment for myself. I went to college, and I completed my degree while working full-time, going to school full-time, and living on my own. I think that's a huge accomplishment.
That's first generation.
First generation college student. I was the first in my entire family, I think, to graduate from college. It took me 7 years to do it, but I did it. So I knew it was going to be a long road, and it was difficult doing it, living on my own and working a lot, but I did it. I'm now working toward becoming a science teacher. I'm very excited about that. I got married. I married my high school sweetheart. I think that's a huge accomplishment, being loyal to one man. And I bought a house a few months ago. That's huge. And I'm only 26, so I think I'm doing pretty well so far.
True.
Was there another part to that question that I missed?
Who has been the most influential person in your life? What did they teach you?
Oh my goodness, this is hard. There's so many people. Okay, well, my dad taught me how to work very hard, even when you don't want to. He always said work before play, which I hated as a kid. hated, but I'm so thankful that I got in the habit, that I was forced to have that habit for so long, because that is all I know now. And because of it, my car is always clean. My house is always clean. I feel great about myself living in clean, organized environments. So my dad definitely instilled that work ethic in me, and eventually just becomes second nature. So that's huge. He taught me so many different practical life skills, taught me how to budget my finances. Was never really emotionally there for me when I was younger, but now as I'm older, and I've been going through more personal things, I feel more comfortable opening up to him about certain things going on in my life, partly because I know I can't get in trouble for it. And so I would just say, like, as a side note, open up to your parents, because they're not perfect. They made mistakes, and hopefully they won't get mad at you when you open up about it, about things. But just see, because they just want to be there for you. But yeah, my dad, I'll just say my dad. My dad is very influential.
Tell me some important life lessons you have learned. How did you learn them?
I'd say number one, independence. Our parents taught us at a very young age to be independent. And there were so many times where I hated it, and I didn't understand why my parents can't just do everything for me, or help me out with stuff that I think they should help me out with. But now I am definitely reaping the rewards because everything has become second nature. It's cleaning up after myself. Cooking, cleaning, everything. I don't even think twice about it. Whereas other people my age have a very difficult time completing these tasks or don't even know how to do simple adult things because their parents didn't push them to be independent like ours did. So I think that's huge, is independence. Let's see another one. I'd say being loyal. So again, our family always taught us to be loyal to one another. If you say you're gonna do something, do it. The sports program I grew up in was huge on being loyal. They wanted us to, they highly encouraged us to attend every game, practice, and activity. And so of course, like I couldn't, you know, you can't take days off from sports because you're there for your team. And this helps in definitely in the work life. In the work life, you can't just take days off from work because you feel like it. You need, you know, you're committed to this and that's what you need to do. And that also carries over to relationships. I think it's so beneficial to have a few really good friends because it's easier to manage them and just be loyal. And then once you find your spouse, it's incredibly, incredibly important to be loyal to them because they are your one and only. So being loyal and committed and trustworthy are extremely important.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be?
Once I met Jason in high school, and we knew that we wanted to spend the rest of our lives together at a very young age, I imagined it very similar to how it is now. Only I imagined that I would have a career sooner or pursue a more intense career until I, you know, we also realized that we want to start a family and be younger parents. I realized doing both is not practical, and if I tried to have a huge career while starting a family, both of those were going to suffer, including my marriage. So family and my future children are far more important than my career. And so I've chosen to sacrifice my dream career and go for my second option, which is teaching. Because I love kids and I love to teach them about the world around them. And I love to make teaching fun. So that's definitely just, I never knew I was going to have to make a sacrifice. And I'm also, you know, don't want to have any regrets later in life. And I think putting my family first, there's no way I will ever regret that. So the sacrifice is the one thing that is different than I had imagined.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you would have told me that you want to share with me now?
At first, I thought about confessing the bad things I used to do to you as we were kids. Which I will, I'll do that another time. But for now, I would just say that I am incredibly proud of you. Because I'm a bit older than you, I feel like you're sometimes my baby. And so I love being a little bit older than you, but not too much older, because I got to teach you a lot of awesome things. And I think it's incredible to see how much you've taken to that and that you've trusted me with what I've taught you and that it's stuck with you for so long. So I'm super proud of you. You're a super cool young guy and you're going to be an amazing husband and father one day and a great Marine. And I cannot wait to see how you continue to develop even more than you have. I feel like you're already the perfect guy. And you know, your future wife is going to be incredibly, incredibly lucky to have you. Thanks to me training you so well. So that's me being super proud of you. I love you so much. I prayed for you to be born. And you are like, have far exceeded my prayers. I just wanted a cool little kid to hang out with. I didn't know I would get, like, a best friend in the process. I didn't even know brothers and sisters could be so close. So, yeah, love you, and I'm so proud of you. And you are doing great in your life, and just keep all that up.
I love you, too.
Goodbye. You're gonna die.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Yes. This past week was one of the most difficult moments of my life. I am currently working two jobs.
Kind of three.
I'm working two jobs. I had a huge test today that I've been studying months and months for. My husband has been working a lot, which is great, but I miss him because he works 48 hours at a time, so I have not seen him much lately, so that, which is fine, I'm used to it, but I do miss him, and after a while that kind of takes a toll on me, especially when I'm very tired. I've been very tired. I've been exhausted and stressed out. I'm still getting over my miscarriage physically and emotionally. Still having to go to the doctor once a week. And I, for some reason, I decided to get a third job this past week. So I've done a lot of interviews and online trainings for this, in addition to keeping up my regular schedule. So that has been a very difficult moment in my life. But it's getting better. It's getting better.
Can you remember a time in your life when you felt alone?
Yes. I cooked a gorgeous meal yesterday. Chicken, sweet potato curry, over jasmine rice. It was gorgeous and delicious, and I put so much time and effort into it. It was my first time ever making it. And I want to serve it to a huge family, because that's how I express my love to people. And there's no one there to eat it right then with me. And I had to sit at the table and eat my beautifully presented dish all alone. And I really felt like crying. But thankfully, my brother came to my house early, and he got to eat it too.
Yep.
But I had to leave for work, so we had to eat separately. But I feel alone when I have to eat my hard work meals alone. That's very sad.
I love you. Thank you for making the food. It was yummy.
You're welcome.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Yes. So growing up, I always thought I was just this angel child, because that's what everyone told me, and I never really got in trouble. Once I got married, I realized there are a few things that I could tweak about myself to improve. So I need to listen more when people are talking to me. I need to apply what they're telling me to my life and make some adjustments to make everyone's life a little easier. I need to communicate to others what's going on with me, because I've been so used to living on my own for so long that no one's life has really been affected by my choices or things that I want to do don't affect other people until now that I'm married. So I need to communicate things better. And okay, and the last important lesson I learned, besides communicating and listening, I would say is my time management. And again, this is probably because I have lived on my own for so long. I've been on Sierra time, and now I'm on Sierra and Jason time. So I need to be respectful of other things that people need to get taken care of during the day. And just be aware of the time and what other people need to do.
Can you tell me about some times that I made you particularly happy or proud?
Yes. So sometimes when you've made me happy, is when we create games, or when we were younger, we created games together. When we would take a bath together as little kids, we would play Soapy Land at the end of our bath, which is where once the bath water runs out, you rub the soap, the super wet, gooey soap all over the bathtub, and you just run and fall and injure yourself, but it's hilarious. It's called Soapy Land. We've developed so many ridiculous games that have brought so much injury to ourselves, like the biting game, where we bite each other's arms as hard as we can, and it feels good but kind of hurts. Lance's idea. So creating games together makes me very happy and has given me really funny memories. And times that have made me proud are watching you make a comeback at sports. Yeah. You started off doing sports, and then you tried out Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts for a while. And I mean, I love you and support you in whatever you do. I'm more into sports than the Scouts, but you know, you do you. And then you came back to sports, but I was really worried about, you know, you being behind all of the other kids, and I did not want to see you discouraged like how I was at sports sometimes, just because the skill didn't come as easily to me. So I love seeing you grow, and you developed very quickly, and once you reached high school, you caught right up to all of the sports. And so I was very proud to see you make that comeback after about 5 years of no sports at all. It was incredible to see. And I'm very proud to see that you are on your way to becoming a Marine. You've worked incredibly hard. You've studied a lot. You're constantly volunteering. I feel like you never have just a free Saturday to yourself. All of your time is going to someone else, and the way that you treat your family makes me so proud, because you definitely put family first, and you would so much rather hang out with your sister, me, or your grandparents, or help our mom with something, over, you know, going to a college party or something, which I think is too cool. Like, what 19-year-old chooses to do that and has a happy heart? Oh gosh, I sound like mom. Has a happy heart about doing it. That makes me so proud, because you are the most unique and special 19-year-old. And I feel like you have such a mature soul, but yet a young spirit. And I love it so much. So very happy, very proud.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about some times when I made you particularly sad or angry.
I can't think of any times. I'm trying so hard to think of a time that you made me sad or angry, and nothing comes to mind. I have no memories of you making me sad or angry. I've only been sad when you were 2 years old and you broke your collarbone. But you didn't do that to me. That's just, I felt sad that you were hurt. But we still had fun.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to ask me that you have never asked me before?
Well, I want to know, what are some things that I did to help you become who you are, and what lessons have you learned in your life?
You taught me how to, like, treat girls and, like, how to be, like, social and, like, good at being social, and you helped develop my charm and my social skills. Aww. Also, you gave me a passion for cooking and trying a bunch of different foods. Like, even if it's a little out there, I'll usually try it unless I'm like, nah, dude, that's weird. You also taught me, like, that I can work hard, and that, like, I can do things that seem ridiculous, like going to college and having two part-time or two full-time jobs. Like, that is insane now that I'm in college. Mm-hmm. And, like, wanting to have a job, it just seems insane that you did that. And even though it took you 7 years, it's still crazy. And you just taught me to, like, always be happy and always count your blessings. Because you have a lot of blessings. You're always happy, but you've gone through some difficult times and just persevered. Mm-hmm. Some life lessons I've learned, definitely time management. Don't take people for granted and don't waste time. Like, you don't have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Don't waste it. And just keep going after it.
Yeah.
What are your dreams for me?
I can't wait to see you graduate and complete the ROTC program. I can't wait to see you become a Marine and get all your badges and awards. And I'm so excited to see where you're going to live, because wherever you get to live, hopefully I can come and visit you. Be a good excuse to travel. I think that'll be really fun to do, like, before you get married. It's just kind of like live. I want you to live completely on your own for a little bit first, because I learned so much, and I think it's incredibly beneficial to get your own stuff together and your own good habits set before you bring other people into your life besides just roommates, because the marriage is something so much more so much more important and meaningful. And so I can't wait to see you do that. I cannot wait to see you get married and have kids, and to see where you guys are gonna live and travel to. That will be very exciting and a little bit difficult. Yeah, I'm excited to see you finish college, and I can't. Yeah, it's already going fast, but just keep chugging along. You've got it.
Are you proud of me?
I'm just kidding. Yes, like I mentioned before, I'm extremely proud of you. I think it's incredible that you are 19 years old and have. I feel like you've accomplished so much already, and I highly respect you for holding yourself to a higher standard than other college students. I think you are one of the coolest guys I know. And I think it's incredible to see how you don't pollute your body with harmful substances. Like, you're not, there's nothing wrong with tattoos, but I think there are something wrong with too many tattoos. I'm so thankful that you haven't gotten into that yet. Yeah, you hold yourself to such a higher standard, but yet you're still cool, and I think that's can be a difficult balance for people, and you've seemed to master it somehow. You're super friendly, and everybody loves you. So yeah, I'm extremely proud of you. So just keep up the hard work. Just always, I want you to always remember that you can still be super cool and hold yourself up there. And you don't have to be doing what everyone else is doing. So you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to dip into drugs. You don't have to, you know, take other people's prescription medicine to make you feel good or to push you through through, you know, an exam or a paper or anything. So I'm so thankful that you don't use any of that, because you don't need it. You've got your own. You know, you had your own motivation to do that. Just keep looking at the light at the end of the tunnel, and, you know, where you want to be, say, in 5 years. And you know what you need to do to get there, so don't use any other methods to get you there. And I'm so proud that you are on your way. So keep up the hard work and keep holding yourself to that high standard and surround yourself with people like that. And I know that you are a great example to those around you. Very proud of you. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.